villain get the money like curls. They just trying to get a nut like squirrels in his mad world. Land of milk and honey with the swirls, where reckless naked girls get necklaces of pearls. Compliments of the town jeweler, left back now schooler, trying to sound cooler. On the microphone known as the crown ruler. Never lied to Mar when we said we found the moolah. 500 something dollars laying right there in the street. Huh, now let's try and get something to eat. Then he turned four and started flowing to the poor. That's about when he first started going raw. Kept the dro in the drawer. A rhyming klepto who couldn't go up in the store no more. Life is like a folklore legend. Why you're so stiff, you need to smoke more, brethren. Instead of trying to riff with a broke war veteran. Spliff made him swore he saw heaven, he was seven. Yup, you know it, growing up too fast. Showing up to class with my wet in a flask. He asked the teacher if he leave, will he pass? His girl is home alone, he trying to get the... If you want to sip, get a paper water fountain glass. How I'm supposed to know where your mouth been last? Hand so fast, it can outspin the flash. Known to smoke a whole mountain of hash to the ash. Boom, bass, leave the room with the stash. Consumers in the smash, doom, get the cash.
Welcome to the Mini Fridge. This is Owen. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this is Eli, but louder now.
Sorry, I thought Eli was on a different microphone.
We can turn this one off.
And I will turn that one off.
We're so used to having three mics on.
Tough.
Daria is not joining us today, unfortunately.
Daria is
She's in sunny,
California.
Sunny, foggy, overcast. Bay Area, California.
So Eli, do you want to talk about our theme and then what we just heard.
Yeah, I think that was actually the perfect way to intro the theme, because those two songs were probably the polar extremes of my music taste. And what we're doing is dynamic or iconic. What were iconic duos?
Iconic duos.
Duos. Yeah. Because this segment, this theme, you guys did while I was away once.
True. Yeah.
So we have to prove duo is the most the most dynamism.
Well, we have a mix. When Dari and I did it, we just did duets. I think we have a mix of duets and musical duos.
Yes.
Like some of them are two separate artists on a duo.
Yeah.
And then some of them are actual,
like, two person acts.
Yeah. Acts. So we have a mix.
I just played one of each of those categories. The first was Curls, mm-hmm, by the duo Mad Villain from their album Mad Villainy, which is comprised of MF Doom the rapper and Madlib the producer.
Fire.
And yeah, I just learned that MF Doom is British.
Period.
I had no idea. He's born in London and died in Leeds.
Whoa.
And the second song was by the Lemon Twigs, consisting of Brian and Michael Daddario.
Brothers.
You should look them up. I guess you have the Spotify up, but yeah, they look like they are plucked from the 80s and just, or 70s even, and just like plopped right into modern day indie rock and roll.
Truth.
Which is because their dad was a music maker in the 70s.
Interesting.
And that song was In the Eye of the Girl? Question mark?
Yes.
In
the Eyes of the Girl.
In the Eyes of the Girl. Right. She's got two of them.
She's got two.
And I would call their duo pretty dynamic.
They're from Hicksville. That's hilarious.
Yeah. I saw them at the Crystal Ballroom like a year and a half ago. They're weird. They're super weird. Love them, though.
That's awesome.
The high-pitched voice, whichever one has the higher-pitched voice, it mm-hmm. really is... It's really like no other voice I've ever heard when listening in person.
That's right. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Nice.
So that was my microcosm of dynamic duos, because those were dynamic because they were very different.
Nice.
From each other.
Nice.
What we got next?
Now we have April Come She Will by one of the most iconic duos.
Yeah.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Garfunkel.
It was making me think of you or winning the Art Garfunkel lookalike contest.
Well, it was him for Halloween in freshman year.
And that makes sense.
I just looked at you like this and I cracked my neck in a crazy way.
No worries.
I wonder if the mics picked that up.
Hopefully.
I know.
That would be awesome.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. Restless walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
step outside and make my way. I'm from Carolina. Anyway, the weather blows, home is where I find you. With the ache inside to ride the mighty wind and nothing more. Oh, I just wanna see you there, sleeping on my floor. Well, I don't really like you, I just wanna kiss you. I don't know how to love you, but some days I miss you. I just wanna see you there, sleeping on my floor. With the ache inside to ride the mighty wind and nothing more. And I'm calling on angels now, I want them to set me free. I hope that they're real, though sometimes it feels like nobody's listening. Headed for the open road, she turned and slammed the door. Learning love ain't easy, child, when all you see is war. And I'm calling on angels now, I want them to set me free. I hope that they're real, though sometimes it feels like nobody's listening.
What the hell am I supposed to do?
All right. Hello. So what did we hear after April Come She Will?
Yeah, we had my mic is on. Oh, my mic is back on. We entered a depressive period for the last two songs.
No worries.
My song was Angels. Mm-hmm. Angels.
True.
By Adrian Linker and Buck Meek from their duet of an album called A-Sides and Besides, but I think it's really supposed to be like you pronounce it B-Sides.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love that song. I love that whole album and the other one, which is, I think, just B-Sides. I don't actually know. It's been a while since I tapped in because I've not been in a sad music era recently.
Right.
But there's some great sad music. I mean, happy ones too, but on those two albums.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, their duo is very interesting because I think I learned that that album was recorded while the two artists were married. But
right.
It was released while they were actively in the midst of a separation and then drama. Subsequent divorce.
Which is crazy drama.
Yeah, and like they're still in Big Thief together, which is
that's so
crazy.
Brave.
Yeah, some people are just emotionally mature like that, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. The blanket
mature,
statement.
Or yeah, something.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
There's something
whether
special.
Whether it's
that.
Mature yeah. or like hate your life, who knows?
But love their music.
But love their music.
What do we hear next?
Then we heard The Night We Met Feet Phoebe Bridgers by Lord Huron.
Mm.
Sad song.
Yeah.
Sad song. The original, sad. The one feat Phoebe Bridgers.
Is the original sad. Just Lord Huron?
Just Lord Huron.
Okay.
And it's still sad. But this one is like, boom, stab.
Yeah. She has a habit of doing that.
Right. That's kind of her vibe.
She loves stabbing people.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Oh. All right. What are we hearing next, Eli?
What we're hearing next is from the album Luke. Lucre by Dean Blunt and Elias Ronenfeldt. Elias Ronenfeldt is Danish. Mm. Dean Blunt is Nigerian English.
Mm.
And I think they both play instruments on this. I actually don't know. I thought Dean Blunt just produced it, but I think maybe he did and also plays some of the instruments. And nice. Then it's Elias Ronenfeldt singing and playing guitar.
Nice. I'm excited to hear it.
Yay.
I've never heard it before.
Okay, great.
Yay! Hurrah, 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 hurrah. And we can put out every fire.
this time we'll get it right. You may not always love me, I may not care, but intuition tells me, baby, there's something we could share if we dare. We'll be right back.
Fire.
What was the second to last song that we heard?
The second to last song we heard was Why Don't We Live Together by the Pet Shop Boys. Classic me pick.
Is it just two of them?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Two of them. I don't remember their names. But yes, the Pet Shop Boys, the two Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, wow.
What?
Just the pictures of them. One of them's wearing a very fun hat.
I know. I think it's fun.
Chris Lowe and Neil Tennant.
The thing I think is fun about them is that they've obviously been together for a really long time, but they're still releasing music, the two of them.
Wow.
Like, they released an album recently. I can't remember when.
That's very impressive.
2024, they released an EP. So they've been quite good.
Releasing music for upwards of 40 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Their first release was in 1984. So.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Literally 40 years on the dot.
Yeah.
It's a dying art.
Yeah. And then what did we hear after that?
After that, we heard My Favorite Things by Outkast.
Boom.
Famous cover. Outkast consisting of Big Boy and Andre 3000. I'm still so upset that I did not know that Andre 3000 was going to be at the Lily Pad in early January.
That is brutal.
Playing flute.
That's brutal.
I think tickets were $10, maybe $15.
Wow. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is wild.
So yeah.
No worries.
No worries at all.
Not one word.
I only love them very much.
Right.
So, yeah. And that song in particular.
Yeah.
It's like at the very bottom of the beat side of the... I want to see how... Like, this has to be a quadruple album.
Yeah, with like two...
On Spotify, it's just a double album, but I don't think vinyl can handle that many songs on one side. There's like 20
right.
songs
well,
on
I
each su- side on
I
Spotify.
Feel like when on Spotify, when it's like two album, it's like each one is one disc.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
So then it means it's four sides.
Yeah. So, yeah, might have to invest in this album so we can find out.
That'd be fun.
And now...
And Eli has an announcement.
I've got some numbers for you all to think about. And this is going to be numbers comparing the cost of American housing versus the first days of the Iran war. I actually can't believe this is a PSA that's in this book. Because we usually can't even get political, but...
But we're not political, Eli. We're just comparing numbers.
It's just numbers
it's
to think
numbers
about.
It's just numbers to think about. It's not political.
Right, not political. Non-political numbers to think about. According to the Pentagon, the first 60 days, that's 60, of the 2026 war against Iran, cost U.S. taxpayers $25 billion. While the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports American households pay average monthly housing costs of $2,200, including insurance. So, that means the cost of the first 2 months of the Iran war... is just about the same as what it takes to pay the rent, or the mortgage and insurance, for 1 million American households for an entire year. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from the Department of War, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Those are interesting numbers. I'll certainly be thinking about that.
Yeah. Let's everyone think critically about those numbers.
Yeah.
And now.
And now.
We return with some more music.
We return.
What do we have up next?
We're going to hear Summer by the Carters, which is, of course, the duet album of Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Right. Okay, that's what I thought it was going to be.
It's a very good album.
I've never listened.
Is not my favorite song off the album, but is the only one that one can play on the radio.
Sure.
And so I just feel like they're obviously an iconic duo.
Yeah.
Of Beyonce and Jay-Z, and this is their only really big project that they've done together.
Yeah.
So, good album.
I'm very excited.
Right now inside the place, if you go to one Jay-Z and B, slowing down that dance to a different type of speed.
Summertime, yeah, I'ma sense be they pray.
I wanna drown in the depths of you. The game than to throw the fight. Boy, you know that ain't right. I need your affection. I need that attention. Up and down motion. I'm swimming my ocean. Yeah, yeah. Let's make love in the summertime. Yeah. Wanna sense, beat sense, make plans to be in each other's arms.
Sand to the beach, hopped out the land with the sheep, skin rugs on the floor, we hug, made love on the seats, we tried to hide in the hills, we watched the sky turn peach, summer's light, summer's night, it's like Christ's masterpiece, she tastes like Corona Light, sweet, even the lime got a squeeze, she gave me a little swig, the chase behind my weed, if I could stay in her hair forever, that'd be fine by me. I don't have no concept of time, even with a rose gold concept on me. I remember summer nights in the projects, bullet rounds interrupting my cheek. When the worst thing that could happen, zipped up his jacket and ran back down the street. The ballet only the nights get cold, I wrap the yellow jacket around me. It's not lost on me, music has my kids sound asleep.
Ooh, let's make love in the summertime, yeah. On the sand beach and make plans to be in each other's arms. Something real.
So real.
This is
so real.
I want you to come inside right now so you know just how I feel. How I feel. Let's make love in the summertime. Let's make love in the summertime.
Love. Well, love never changes, you know, our people change, you know. Love never changes. Love is universal. Love is going to express itself as a form of forgiveness and compassion, you know, for each other, you know.
I'm not afraid to stands for end. It goes forever. Romance and death keep us together. We'll be right back.
Woohoo. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Okay, what did we hear after we heard Summer?
I think that we heard Death and Romance by Magdalena Bay.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just reading their Wikipedia page. They met in high school.
Well,
they being Mika Tenenbaum and Matthew Lewin. They met in Miami at
Miami
Design and Architecture Senior High School.
Fire.
Which, of course, that exists in Miami. The architectural hub of academic architecture opportunities.
Boom.
As it's better known. Yeah, that's from their album from 2 years ago. Which is, I feel like it, in my head that album just came out, but it's 2 years old. Imaginal Disc. Very good. Yeah, I don't really have very much to say about that. I just like that album a lot, and that song in particular. And the dynamism of death and romance.
True.
It kind of speaks for itself on that one.
Nice. And then we heard two pieces by Yazoo, a.k.a. Yaz, right, for those of us in North America.
Stateside.
I don't know why they do that, but...
Oh, it's like actually like they changed the name?
Like on Spotify it says Yazoo, on here it says Yaz.
Interesting.
I don't know why. But yeah, Alison Moyette and Vince Clark of Depeche Mode. Mm. Vince Clark is of Depeche Mode, not Alison. But apparently she went to school with some of the other members of Depeche Mode also. Which, wow, is funny.
It's a Depeche Mode world and we're all just living in it.
Yeah. It was a brief lived collaboration. I think they released two albums. Hmm. And we're only together for 2 years. And then Vince Clark went on to do, like, he founded another synth pop duo and another, multiple other synth pop projects.
Yeah.
And then Alison mostly did solo stuff. But it's good.
I really like that.
And then.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, what are we going to hear next?
What I was going to say is, what's in the fridge?
Oh, boom.
Yeah.
What is in the fridge?
What's in the fridge for me is the dregs of my coconut water, which was amazing. Yeah. I went for a run after work.
Fire.
And I came home and I just downed the rest of it.
That's awesome.
And then I just put water in it and then put that in the fridge and then took a shower and then came back out. And then it was like water with hint of
slightly
coconut.
Refreshing water.
Yeah. So that's, that was in the fridge. It might be on the counter. I might've left it out.
In the fridge, I have some remaining kale and spinach mix.
Yeah.
From Eli and I had lemon orzo and meatballs the other night for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Thank you again.
Which I finished today, so it's no longer in the fridge.
Owen cooked for me when I said, can I have some of your dinner?
Yes.
Because it looked so good.
But so I still have some ingredients from that leftover that I did not use.
The other thing that I have left over in the fridge... is from Dumpling House.
You have the
scallion.
Yes.
Scallion pancake wrapped beef. Like almost, it's almost like brisket or something.
Yeah, it's not. I originally thought it was going to be ground beef, but it's not. It's like
spare rib
sliced
maybe?
Beef.
Yeah.
It was super good.
It's so good. Yeah, we can split that. Maybe.
Something I've never had before.
Yeah. I know.
Considered.
Good menu item.
Yeah, that is it. We tried. What else did we get? I mean, that was, I feel like, the only thing that I had gotten.
We got some fried rice. We got some soup dumps.
Some chicken and broccoli.
Chicken and broccoli, which was a great call. I always do beef and broccoli.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was always a chicken and broccoli fan. But yeah. That scallion, I feel like I want to start doing more, like, I don't always want to get a whole dish that I don't know in case I don't like it.
Yeah.
But then I feel like getting a side that's like new every time.
Yep.
I feel like is a move.
Branch out a little bit.
Branch out, get new
Test
faves.
Test the waters.
New faves. All right. So this is Owen.
And this is Eli.
And you have been listening to The Mini Fridge and listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Don't go anywhere. Keep it right here.
Stay right with us.
Yeah.
On 91.5.
Got a great show lined up for you after us.
Yes.
Which hopefully you listen to every week.
Of course.
What are we listening to?
We are listening to Revolution 909 by Daft Punk. Two apt to go out on, I think.
Two helmeted people.
Yes. All right.
And we'll just leave it at that. Let
us hear it.
See you next week, everybody.
Bye.